Pesachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Pesachim Bavli, Daf Mem Dalet. We begin Yerushalmi on the seventh line of Daf Chof Amud Aleph with the words Mao Shiyilke. Mao Shiyilke, does one receive lashes for eating it? Rabbiyumi b'shem Rivloza, Rivlo b'shem Rivshimon ben Lokish, Af Elkois Ein Leike. Tatani al Chomitz Bo Chayev Kois al Eruvoi Seifeg Aboyim. Rabbiyumi in the name of Rivloza and Rivlo in the name of Rivshimon ben Lokish said that no, as the Baisa teaches that one's punishable with Kois for absolute Chomitz, and for its mixture one receives 40 lashes. Rav Amar ze Seo, Rav Amar ze Kutach Abavli v'Sheikh Hamadi. Rav says just as one is exempt for eating Seor, so one is exempt for eating these chometz mixtures of Babylonian Kutach and Madian Deer. Amar of Bun Baal Kahana Koimi Rabbi Lo, Tipote b'chometz v'matzah shenis Arav. Bun Baal Kahana and Rabbi Lo said Rav explains the brisa that for its mixture one receives lashes is referring to chometz and matzah that became mixed. But if chometz was mixed with another type of food, its taste would be annulled. Amr of Yosa Kushoise al Hador de Bun Bar Kahana Man Kaimen. If im Besharab Ruboy Chometz Chayev Kawis, im Besharab Matzah Yates Bem Yedei Chavasa Bepesach. Rav Yosa asked Rav Bun, what's the case? If the majority is Chometz, he receives Kawis. If the majority is Matzah, he would fulfill his obligation of eating Matzah. Amr of Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Tano Rabbi Yoshua Onye Tepatev Sheyesh Boy Chometz Veim Boy Kazayis Rav Shimon. The answer is from Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak that it contains less than a kazayis, which is an olive's worth of chometz, and the Baisa follows the opinion of Rabbi Shimon that less than a kazayis is punishable with lashes, but not kawis. Rabbi Yumya, Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak b'shem Rav, k'deir shebishava moide lo yivashaba me'oisa amin, ela la'acha pesach, ha'memin ache muta uvad la'acha shloisha tavshilim. Rabbi Yumya, or Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said, a pot in which chamira was cooked, the word moida is replaced with the word chamira according to the Korban Eidah, so a pot in which chamira was cooked should not be used again to cook the same type of dish until after Pesach. We can infer that if it was another type of dish, it would be permitted even on Pesach, as long as three other non-chametz dishes were cooked in it before Pesach. Keshem shu batal al she'enei minay kach yivatal al minay. The Gemara asks that just as its taste is annulled through three other types of dishes, its taste should also be annulled through the same type of dish. Min ra'ira al minay le'aseh. The Gemara answers, no, even after three other dishes, its own type of dish will reawaken its taste and prohibit it. Amma Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi, Rabbi Abu, Mfaked le'tuchunaya, t'lai mitan kufaya ilain al ilain, t'lai yotachan v'yich ma'en. Rabbi Yaakov bar Zavdi said that Rabbi Abu ordered the wheat grinders not to place one sack on another, as they would warm up and become chometz. Rabbi Chinna bar Papa Azalei Gabe Tchunaya. Rabbi Chinna bar Papa went himself to check and caution the grinders. Rabbi Yosef bar Bun Tachan Leit Tzoraf. Rabbi Yosef bar Bun would have a metalsmith grind his wheat. He didn't allow the wheat grinders to do it, as their clothing was filled with chometz flour, and he was afraid it would fall into the fresh flour. Rabbi Avun Hoyu Tchunaya Metan Tautin Temoi Begin Midaya Amis Lana Abaya Zimnin. Abun ordered the grinders to put a vessel of water into the measuring dish and overturn it four times in order to wash it out. Rechananya, Rechmana Chadama, Besavim, Besavim, Shari, Metanna, Osa, Rechorana, Michlef. Rechananya and Rechmana had a disagreement. One said that it's permitted to put wheat onto moist grasses, but onto moist earth is prohibited. The other one said the opposite is correct. Amr Rabbi Chananya b'Reid Rabbi Hillel v'afilu k'man d'amr b'asavim shari b'leitam m'shei shoyf l'malon ma d'tala p'aiga minhoin. And Chananya, the son of Rabbi Hillel, clarifies, even according to the opinion that moist grasses are permitted, it's only permitted if you pick them after noon, as the dew had already dried out from them, but before noon they are too moist and one may not rest wheat upon them.